שלום, אסיריות טורקיה הכינו את ההכנה. טורקי 2, בבקשה.
Turkey 2, please.
Doğa, tüm dostlarıma, sevgi kıvılcımlarını sanki bedel gibi işlerinde hissettir.
Please let the friends feel the unity of the sparks of love. Unite our hearts towards you in mutual intention and desires. Asking to be one body, united in the center of the ten, of the will to bestow contentment upon you, and that we can attain the equivalence of form with you to reveal and make you happy.
נקרא קטע מקור מאת הרבש. ואחר שכבר השגתי...
We'll read an excerpt from the Rabash. And once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace. The feet dance in a circle in love and joy together with them. When I transcend my corporeal boundaries, I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels. And it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. And after that, even the I is cancelled and immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Aktif çalıştay. Şimdi dostlarımızı neşe ve yüceltmenin önemi...
Active workshop question. Now we awaken all the friends in the importance of the joy and the exaltation. Repeating. Now we can awaken all the friends in the importance of the joy and the exaltation.
חשיבות השמחה. מעניין ששומעים את הקטעים האלה של המקור, של הרבה, שאין שום מציאות חוץ מהחברים. איך בתהליך על פני שנים זה משתנה.
It's interesting that when we hear these excerpts of Rabash about how there's no reality besides the friends, over the years it changes from the reality of faces of the friends to the reality of connection and the desire to really bring contentment to the upper one.
Joy by doing what the Creator wants of us, what He demands. That everyone corrects the hearts into one heart. And we are as a pipeline into this process and to have this quality of love and bestowal revealed equally to everyone in the end.
And now this meeting between us with the friends and all the world Kli brings joy, and everyone comes with his vessels and we build this joy together.
Yeah, because the Torah gives gladness. We have an opportunity to work with the greatest forces in nature. We want to harness for our change to become bestowers, resemble the Creator, learn by the connection between us, divinity that also dwells in a place of gladness. That's it, just to have, to pay attention to what we are learning, with whom we are gathered here in this room, and the world clay, and be as much as possible in this inner feeling of joy that we are dealing with the highest, most exalted things in reality.
Rabash writes in several places that if there's no joy in the work, then something's wrong. I heard Rav say once that true joy is from the greatness of the giver. And our tent is always filled with joy because it's filled with the greatness of the giver.
Yeah, to be with such exalted souls, our Rav, all the Kabbalists, the worldly, fills your heart with a lot of joy and the importance of the work that we're doing in order to reveal our root nature. It's something huge.
It's the time for love of friends, the time for demand and prayer. Where we all are all together with the world Kli and the writings and the Rav and the Creator. There's nothing really that awakens you more than that. The truth is, you don't need to awaken the friends, but to awaken yourself to see all of that.
Joy in having the opportunity to bestow, to give joy to the Creator, to be partners, to have the opportunity together to raise a prayer.
The Creator really loses on us. He invests and invests, but doesn't really lose. It's we received the method, and we are now in the time of realization, the time that Kabbalists have waited for generations and thousands of years, and we are treading this path to communicate the message to all of humanity. Great joy.
If we want to give joy to the Creator, we have to work with joy, with greatness.
All of humanity, they only want one thing, adhesion with the Creator. Some already discovered it, others not yet. But we are already on this path. There's nothing that's happening in reality besides this lesson. Nothing else is conscious. And we're here, we have a guide, we have great friends. There's nothing that can be more joyful than this.
We're here as a ten, and this ten has to care about the whole Kli, the whole world, everything in creation. Refers to all the tents and to simply pray for all our parts, to feel them, to be able to connect them to one goal that's clear to the entire vessel.
All the elements that bring joy to people, they're all here. We're aiming at connection and unity, the goal, which is the greatest goal in all of the universe. And we just have to be there for each other, make sure that we're all is aiming in this direction, and then the joy comes with it.
This integration, cooperation with all the friends awakens even more joy and importance.
And as much as we are joyful, we have to think about the joy of the divinity, that we are bringing joy to the upper ones, as it's called, that our heart will rejoice in Him. That's our intention. We have the intention to bring joy to all of the worlds until we bring contentment to the Creator.
Sabah dersine topluluğun ve yaralanın yükselişi ve yüceliğinde girelim ve dostların sevgisini yüreğimizin derinliklerinde...
Silent workshop. We enter the morning lesson as exaltation and greatness of the society and the Creator. We feel the love of friends deep in our one heart.